Okay, so we have to do something. And in order to do something, we need to answer very urgent questions. Our experience from Greece shows that the number one rule is that you don't answer to the wrong questions. So you don't answer the questions that the enemy puts. You create your own questions. Number one, what kind of society we want? How this society will function under a left government tomorrow, I hope. Number two, how can we overcome the democratic deficit? How can people control the decision-making processes and fight against corruption and safeguard the justice system and try to elaborate deeper changes in the socio-economic model? The key element of this discussion, not only in the national level, but in a European level at least, is the change in the balance of the relation of forces in our countries and in Europe. A wrong answer to a wrong question would be to confine our analysis in the national level. Because in this sense, we are playing the game of the neoliberals who are trying to present the crisis as isolated national problems and not as a structural systemic crisis of neoliberal capitalism. And at the same time, we are putting butter on the bread of the nationalists. And we help the neo-Nazis, the neo-fascists, the ultra-conservatives, the all kinds of fundamentalists to explode in the European political scenery. The opposite side. We must not confine ourselves only in the European level. There are many German comrades, for example, that keep on asking us, what can we do as a sign of international solidarity to Greece? Change the relation of forces in your country. Relieve yourselves, and then Europe as a reflection, from the austeritarian government you have had in the last years. This is not an instant project. In Greece there was an intensification of this process because of the social destruction. And it almost became true in one month. But it had a background before it. All these general strikes, all these multiple initiatives. This period, there's a question, how to mobilize people in this direction? This period, we have been trying to build what we call networks of solidarity. These networks have two aims, an urgent one and a more strategic one. The urgent aim is to save the Greek people from destruction, to try to help them to survive, or to try to teach them, this is better, to try to learn through a participatory process how to help themselves to survive. So these networks of solidarity, which includes social pharmacies, social medical exams offered freely by volunteer doctors, voluntary teachers that do tutoring for students whose families don't have the money to offer them tutoring, exchange of food, exchange of clothes and shoes, exchange of other consumer goods without the mediation of money. This is not philanthropy. It's a part of our counter-hegemonic process. Philanthropy includes a vertical model. The one that has the powerful offers to the devastated ones who don't have and wait for the offer. No. We are trying to build an horizontal relationship in our local communities. And this is an ideological fight to give you the more strategic aim. Our societies have been trained in the last 35 years by the neoliberal dogma to be isolated in their house, on their sofa, watching the news of the opponent's media and not react to the destruction of their life. They have been trained to try to survive on the expense of their neighbor's life. This is what we are trying to change in practical terms, because in Greece the problem is there. People are dying and committing suicide. We are trying to convince the people to transform their personal problem, what they think that is personal problem, to a collective solution, because unemployment is not a personal problem in Greece and nowhere. It's a collective problem and can be answered only through a collective manner. This is both an urgent and a strategic fight, and it has to start here and now throughout Europe with the conditions that you think can be more inclusive for your own society, according to the specificities and the various different local or regional or national problems that your own societies face. I would like to close to my intervention. The need for European coordination is really urgent. In November, there's a meeting of the European Social Movements in Florence in Italy, and in spring 2013, we're preparing, together with a lot of trade unions and social movements, a European alternative summit, which will be held hopefully in Greece in May or June, we will see. There will be European calls. These are first signs, and the other important sign is that in the 14th of November, it is the first time in European history that three countries, Portugal, Spain and Greece, are going on a general strike in the same day. As a sign of this continued struggle to change the relation of forces here and now, if our friends from the DGB or the other German trade unions cannot understand the necessity to join a general strike, maybe because it's forbidden to have a political strike in Germany, then we're expecting our German comrades to be on the streets in the same days with their own slogans to tax the rich, to redistribute the wealth, and express in this way, with their own fight, in their own country, the necessity of international solidarity. And last but not least, Syriza is now the major opposition party with 27%. When Syriza was still in 4.5%, we opened the window. We made the public proposal to our people. We opened the perspective and the possibility and the proposal for a government of the left. There is an urgent necessity to create an autonomous, counter-hegemonic, socio-political project in our countries and Europe. We must start thinking, as I mentioned in the beginning of my last intervention, not based on the questions of the enemy. We must open new ways for the transformation of the society, and these new ways cannot be opened if we stay trapped in the continuous blackmailing of our national governments and the Troika.